Joining us now, we have from ShotScope, Gavin Deer. Gavin, welcome into the golf shop.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, so you know we've been talking today about helping people improve their game. Tell everybody, give me the 60-second commercial about your product, ShotScope.
Sure. Well, ShotScope is the latest performance tracking technology to come out, and quite simply, it's a wristband. The golfer wears it. Small tags in the top of your grips, and you go play golf. And that's really the key and the aim of the company. So the golfer can go out, play without having to interact with the wristband, and the wristband will capture all their performance information. Then obviously you can go back onto one of the apps or the website and you can start to look up that data, start to gain insights into your game, work with your coach, and improve your golf.
Well, I mean, you've got an accent, so I'm buying it anyway. But because you just sound like you know what you're talking about. That's important when you come to the U.S. So tell me about the data. So what points of data are we talking about? I understand we take the tags that just go. They get pushed into the top of your grip, and you wear basically what is a lightweight rubber watch. What's the data that I can expect to recover, and what use will it have for me to get me better?
Sure. So you're really looking from the data point of view of, you obviously have your basics, you know, your fairway and regulations, your tee shot performance, your approach performance, pitching, putting. So we then break that down and we use a system. We've created our own system called Shots to Finish, which is basically, we take points on the golf course. So let's compare you with a 7-iron from middle of fairway to a 6-iron from the rough. How many shots does it take you to finish from that location? So you can really start to improve and make better decisions on the course. And then added to that, we look, you know, I'm being a former professional golfer, it's all about short game for me. So we start to look at usage percentage, the decision making around the greens. And also, because of the way our technology works, we can start to get a closer view on putting. So we can actually give you putting distances and your make percentage. And again, shots to finish takes place on the green. So you can start to learn more about how you're playing golf. And once you've done that, then you can start to take the data and really improve.
Yeah, I mean, this is really a natural extension of what I would say very mindful golfers have done for a very long time with pencil and paper, writing down how they did from each shot. And then it went to, there were some electronic versions that even went into smartphone applications, but you had to interact with it. You left your shot, you made a mark in it, you decided, okay, here's what I did, I'll write this down, and you would track your rounds, and you'd know, okay, this 7-iron from the fairway versus a 6-iron from the rough, here's what I did. Then it became, you know, this kind of technology became more common. But I think what separates you guys is this is not, this doesn't interrupt your game. Like, this is plug and play. Plug this thing into the end of your, you know, the sensors into the end of your club, put the watch on, and go and deal with the data later, right?
That's right. So, I mean, you know, I go out and play golf. I want to earn a time. I want to play with friends. I want to play quickly. I want to concentrate on my game. ShotScope just works in the background, collects all your data, so that once you get back into the clubhouse, you can load it up through the app, or you could wait till you get back home and put it into your laptop, and then you can see all the information. So we want to work in the background. I don't want people standing over shots thinking about what they've done two holes before. You just want to go out, play, enjoy yourself. But then the benefit of it is that really, you know, that data's been captured, you're not interacting, and you can just enjoy your golf.
All right, so Gavin, I got to ask you, when the first time that you went out and tracked all of your data, being a former professional golfer even, and I think it would be the same, maybe a slightly different, data point for amateur golfers, but what was the thing that shocked you the most after the round, when you went back and looked at the data, what was kind of shocking to you about your game that you may not have realized?
I think there's two things. One is get the ball in the fairway. You know, it sounds so simple, but really learning that sometimes putting the ball in the fairway with 3 wood makes the difference. Taking the driver out, avoiding fairway bunkers, that's key. And then the other one, which is probably different, you don't hear that often, is how reliant you can become on the same club for your short game around the greens.
Just kind of falling into, you know, I always use a lob wedge, so I'm always going to use a lob wedge.
That's it. And, you know, the shot might be a 9-iron, just chase it up the green, and there you are, the lob wedge. And it stands out so quickly once you've got the data.
Now, do you feel like that maybe, you know, and professionals have a better sense of how far they hit the ball. Do you think when you start looking at data from amateurs, do you think that they might understand that, you know, maybe they're not hitting it as far as they think they do, and then how much conditions, you know, whether it's wind or temperature, affect how far the golf ball goes?
Yeah, definitely. So as part of the system, we obviously give you your club distances, and we'll give you your average distance, and then we'll also show you your longest shot with that club. But then we also have brought in a performance average. So obviously your average includes everything. You know, you hit a tree 150 yards off. And with the performance average, we take out the outliers. So, you know, you're standing there with 7-iron, and you know your performance average is 162. And so you go ahead and hit that 7-iron, you know, with a good shot, that's the right distance. I think it's a bit of a shock to some of the amateur golfers. You know, everybody thinks that they hit the ball a little bit further than they do. But in reality, you want to know how far you hit it, especially in America when you're carrying water in a lot of the courses.
Do you think you'll find as this becomes more common and this product itself explodes and becomes so popular that there are multiple players using the ShotScope start to compete with each other?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we've been speaking with some of the European Tour professionals, and they're interested in the product so they can relate to amateur golfers. Amateur golfers can relate to their performance statistics. We built in some features so there can be competitions. I think there's a lot of scope for the development of golf to be looking at actually playing against somebody who's on the other side of the country, you know, a friend, competing against them over a month's competitions and statistics. There's a lot of things that can really take place in the future with this type of technology.
Again, we're talking with Gavin Deer of ShotScope. And Gavin, one of the things that I think is maybe a little unique to your product that some of the others in the same market space is, I'm looking here and it's talking about 20 unique tags identify your clubs. That gives people the opportunity to maybe get away from the range if they want to test out some new clubs. You know, I mean, don't be afraid to go out with 16 clubs. Go play 9 holes. You know, put these things on the club, go to it, hit all your shots. Maybe if you're trying to determine if a 21-degree hybrid or a 24-degree hybrid, or, you know, you're kind of mixing and matching your clubs, maybe some wedges, go out, use all those clubs, maybe drop a couple balls, hit some shots from different places, and see what the distances are. And then you can come back and compare the data and kind of see what's going on, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. And I think as well, in the last 5 years with hybrids, you know, is it a long iron? Is it a hybrid? It can change from course to course. And especially, like you say, you know, if you're out there for some fun, take 16 clubs and really compare the benefit of the clubs. And ShotScope will help you do that. It'll really give you a good understanding of what clubs need work, what clubs are working well, what clubs you might want to change. If you've just bought a new driver, what's the benefits? Compare it against your old driver. So, you know, you can really understand a lot.
Well, I suppose I could find out I'm a much better metric golfer. if my shots could all be measured in meters.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, Gavin, let everybody know where they can find the product, how much of an investment they need to get started, and just kind of the specifics on how we go about getting this into our game.
Sure. Well, at the moment, we've just launched the pre-order. So you can go on to www.shotscope.com. You'll see all the information, our product video. We've got a pre-order currently for $224, which includes free shipping. And normally the product will cost $280. We're across in the US in 10 days for the PGA Show, so we're launching to the industry. And I've got to say, you know, feedback has been tremendous, and we're really, really positive about this upcoming summer.
Now, do you anticipate picking up an endorsement from a pro or several pros that you could then track their information during their practice rounds and let people go in and make that comparison?
Well, we can maybe go a little bit further than that. So we've got, currently we've been discussing with some European Tour pros, because obviously they don't have shot link like PGA Tour does. And at the moment, there are some of the European Tour players are very keen about actually using the system in competition. So, you know, I think we'd be able to go a step further and actually having, we've still got to go through conformance testing, but it'll be conforming for use in golf tournaments. And I can actually see that we'll have some pros throwing in actual real competition data in the summer.
Excellent. Well, Gavin, we appreciate you coming on, and I'll try and swing by a booth. It looks like 3323. I'll be down there on Thursday of the merchandise.
Absolutely.
Show. So I'll swing by and check you out.
Excellent. Look forward to seeing you guys, and thanks for having me on.
All right, no problem. Thanks a lot for coming on.